Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
If you watch this show, you know I spend most of my time scouring the day's news market for the finest, most topical Venetian story eggs, whose whites I combine with Barenna honey and Apulian almonds, which I roast to perfection, then delicately cook it all in a copper bain-marie before hand-spatulating it onto a bed of wafers to create the pillowy yet full-bodied scaldaferro mandorlato Italian nougat that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, just sometimes, I'll wake up in the recycling bin behind a Circle K where I melt the remnants of some discarded Peeps and candy corn using sponge runoff, leave the slurry to harden behind a basement boiler and roll it up to toss you the runaway Carney's gobstopper of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
That's sweet as honey right there. As sweet as Tupelo honey. Meanwhile. A convenience store in Kentucky has an exciting new disco-themed restroom. Take a look.
Things are really hopping at the Hop Shop in Florence, and the crowd isn't there just to buy gas or snacks. They're curious about the big red buttons in the bathrooms. One push sets the balls in motion.
Generally speaking, if you're in a public bathroom and someone says, "One push sets the balls in motion." Don't push. The disco bathroom is a hit with patrons. According to the manager, I had a 60-year-old woman who came out of the restroom and told me it was the best day of her life. I am so happy for her. Also, so sad. So incredibly sad. Meanwhile, in a shopping mall in Australia, a toddler got stuck after climbing into a claw machine looking for a toy. Ooh, that must have been a very tense rescue. Come on, come on. Damn it! To hell with it, I'm going for the Pokemon. Hold on. We have footage of the actual rescue.
Come here, buddy. There you go. You won a prize. Which one do you want?
Which prize do you want? Hope it's shattered glass, because we've got a lot of shattered glass. Meanwhile, a group of filmgoers got locked in a theater during a screening of The Holdovers. Explains this review of The Holdovers on Rotten Tomatoes. Help! I have a family! But Giamatti is a revelation. Meanwhile, former fellow inmates of lifestyle maven Martha Stewart have revealed that while she was in prison, Stewart used to smuggle food to bake for pals, including a baked apple and a caramel flan. Yummer! And for Thanksgiving, she made toilet turkey. Baked apple. How do you smuggle in an apple? Meanwhile, a pair of cruise passengers were arrested after authorities searched their luggage and found 112 bags of marijuana. I guess they just wanted to sail the high seas. What have I become? The cannabis was found shortly before the ship left Florida. Authorities say they were mostly shocked that it wasn't meth. Meanwhile, the world's smallest escape room is a coffin, while the world's biggest escape room remains Florida. Here's how it works. Florida, Sunshine State. Here's how it works. You climb in, the lid shuts, then participants have 30 minutes to free themselves from inside the coffin by solving puzzles. which they can do with their partner in a neighboring casket. Perfect for the adventurous romantic who wonders, how could this first date get any worse? Do you want to pretend we're dead? Meanwhile, Italy has given the go-ahead to use insect flour in their food, specifically flour made from crickets. It's already being used to make the classic Italian dessert, tiramisu. Tiramisu. Of course, once it's approved in Italy, it's only a matter of time before arthropod dough comes to Italian food made in America. So get ready for Papa John's new slogan, better ingredients, better pizza. Okay, it's spiders.
More meanwhile, after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Folks, if you know me, you know I spend most of my time right over there shaping the day's biggest news into a sleek carbon fiber story hull with an 18-degree dead rise, adding 5 of the most topical 600-horsepower Mercury Verado outboards, Seakeeper 2 gyroscopic stabilizers, and a 3-cross 60-40 split center console to build for you the high-performance Scout 530 LXF offshore fishing boat that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I wake up by an abandoned aqueduct where I strip the shoelaces off some old work boots to strap some discarded floaties and garbage bags full of packing peanuts to a broken canoe, then clamber aboard the unsound pontoon trash raft of news that is my segment. Meanwhile. That's the only vehicle I need. That's the only vessel I want to sail. Meanwhile. Meanwhile. News from the ocean, where new research shows that clownfish may be capable of simple math and can add up stripes on others so as to recognize fellow fish. Researchers were even more shocked when they found the fish could use an upside-down calculator to spell the word boobies. It's pretty impressive. Meanwhile, a man played World of Warcraft for nearly 60 hours straight, enough to break 2 Guinness World Records in the process. Those records, longest video game marathon and worst stank. Meanwhile, at a recent auction, Winston Churchill's false teeth were snapped up for £18,000. The dentures were worn by Churchill during many of his famous speeches, including the "We Shall Fight Them on the Beaches" address, or as it's now known,
"We Shall Fight Them on the Beaches." We shall find them on the landing ground. Please feed me soup.
Meanwhile, what was it? That's what we call a juicy joke right there. Meanwhile, PETA has announced it wants carousels to no longer have animal designs and is calling for a ban on animal-themed carousels that normalize the use of animals as conveyances and amusements. In a related story, PETA is changing his name to Pajafetet. or people asking for everyone to hate them. Mean. While. Old El Paso is teaming up with Cinnamon Toast Crunch for dessert taco shells. And at the time it took me to read that, the average American life expectancy decreased by 3 years. Now, don't worry. I don't want you to worry here, folks. The box assures us that each taco shell is blasted with Cinnadust, which I assume is either cinnamon-flavored angel dust or what's clogging the air ducts at Cinnabon. Now, I hear you asking, you're saying, Steve, what goes on inside a dessert taco shell? Well, the makers tell us the wide shells make the perfect venue for ice cream, Nutella, pie filling, or any other sweet treats your heart desires. And for God's sake, give your heart whatever it wants. It doesn't have long. Meet Cinnadust. Meanwhile, there's a syphilis surge in the U.S. We did it! We brought back syphilis! USA! 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 You'll cheer anything. Why the clapback? Apparently, it's due to limited access to testing, an increase in dating apps, and a decrease in sex education. One infectious disease expert warns there's an alarming trend in STDs in general. Well, as a public figure, I want to do my part. It's time for the talk. Now, full disclosure, I grew up in a Christian household. I'm going to have to give you the sex talk I got. Don't. Don't. Good talk, everybody. Meanwhile, in Florida, three bats had to be removed from a movie theater in Fort Pierce, while in New York, three raccoons run the Times Square AMC. When reached for comment, the bat said, I don't get it. The entire movie was upside down. 2 stars. Meanwhile, takes a minute to get the joke. According to newly released research on highly processed snacks, the reason they are so unhealthy and addictive is because the manufacturing processes pre-digest raw food ingredients, and ultra-processed foods may bypass the body's signals of fullness. Well, of course, we all know the Pringles slogan. Once you pop, your body doesn't realize you've popped because the chips are essentially pre-popped, suppressing any indication that the popping should stop. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.